Ezekiel 37, of course, is the dry bones chapter, and it is paired with John 11, I am the resurrection and the life, or the raising of Lazarus. And they make a nice pair. It's interesting that we have this focus on resurrection in Lent, but it's not a Sunday of Lent, it's in Lent, so I guess. Now, typically, they want you to just read a few verses here and there, because apparently they think if you read the whole thing, it would be too boring. But really, you need to read all of verses 1 to 14 in order to kind of get the flow and the context. There's admittedly a lot of repetition. So I'll just read through this for you. 37 verse 1, Hayitha Alai Yad Yahweh. Yad is a feminine noun, and that's why the verb there is a perfect feminine. Hayitha from Hayah. And the hand of Yahweh was upon me. That's a common Ezekiel expression. And Ezekiel, that's kind of unique to Ezekiel. The hand of Yahweh was upon me. Y-Yotzi-Eni, this is a hifil of Yatzah, and he brought me, caused me to go out, Beruach Yahweh, in the spirit of Yahweh. Now, what we're going to see in this chapter is a lot of Ruach, and there's always going to be that question, you know, is it spirit of Yahweh? Is it breath? Is it wind? And the chapter plays on the polysemy of Ruach. So here, though, it's in the spirit of Yahweh, and that actually occurs elsewhere in Ezekiel. Why Nikani, and he caused me, these are while consecutives, to rest. This is from Nuach. So he put me down, Ahifil. He put me down, Batok Ha-Bikha, in the midst of the valley. Bikha is from the root Baka, to split. You've heard of the Bekaa Valley. Why he and it, namely the valley, Malaya, is full of Etzamoth, bones. So Etzam is singular, Etzamoth is plural, bones. So how are we to imagine this somehow? It's some kind of Ezekiel is actually traveling, in the spirit, being transported to a place. It's a place that he can see, so he observes stuff. It's kind of interesting. It's not just a dream, but it's like cyberspace. It's virtual reality. But it's kind of, you're actually traveling in this vision to a place where there are a bunch of bones. Wa hevirani, and he caused me to pass over, this is from Avar, it's a hifil, Alehem, over them. Saviv, saviv, roundabout, roundabout. So all around there are these bones. Vahine, and look, raboth ma'od, very many. Ma'od just simply intensifies it. Raboth, plural, referring to the bones. Many, very much, very many. Al panei habika, on the surface of the valley. Vahine, and look, yabeshoth ma'od, very dry. This is from Yabesh, dry, dried up. So that means there's no flesh on them. They're just bones out there, kind of like in the desert. Vayomer Eli, and he said to me, Ben Adam, that's the typical designation of Ezekiel, Ben Adam, son of man. And in Ezekiel, that means that it's intended to contrast Ezekiel with Yahweh. Ezekiel is a lowly human being. He's not God. He's not a son of God. That's the idea. And that's not what it means in Daniel 7, but that is Ezekiel's usage. It's kind of lowly mortal. Son of man. Now, that initial hey of the next word is an interrogative. You can tell that by the vowel under the hay. It's not a pathak, it's a half vowel. And notice how the tau is not doubled. So is it the case that tik yena, this is from chaya, and it means to live. It's, don't confuse it with haya, to be. And since ha atzamoth, ha ela is the subject, it's a third feminine plural. Notice that na in the end. So these bones, is it the case that they will live? Will these bones live? Interrogative hey. Va omar, and I said, Adonai Yahweh, that's the common Ezekielian designation of Yahweh, Adonai Yahweh. And it simply means, Adonai means Lord, it's a title, and Yahweh is his name, it's a personal name. So translate that, Lord Yahweh. I have that same expression in Obadiah. And there are a lot of similarities between Ezekiel and Obadiah. Pardon me? Oh, I did. Believe me. as Jeff can attest. All right. Lord Yahweh, Ata Yadata, you know. What kind of answer is that? So God asks him, will these bones live? And Ezekiel says, you know. He's saying, I don't know. But I know that you know. So he's kind of open to further information from God. Notice how there's this dialogue going between prophet and Yahweh. See, they're both down there in the valley. They're looking over the scene, and they're talking with each other. So we ought to just keep it very down to earth and concrete this way. And don't think of Yahweh as this, you know, impersonal ground of being or this all-encompassing force and this kind of thing. He's a character in the story who's down here in the valley walking around with Ezekiel. That's why we say the Old Testament is very incarnational. Verse 4, Vayomer Eli, and he said to me, Hinave, that's a nifal imperative of Nava. And it doesn't mean passive, it means prophesy, but it normally occurs in the nifal. Prophesy al concerning ha'atzamoth, or over, these bones, ha'ela. Va'amarta. Now this is a typical sequence. You begin the sequence with an imperative, then you go with a simple wow and a perfect. You don't translate that wow and perfect as a past tense or as a future tense. You translate it as an imperative. So you follow the sequence. The first verb of the sequence dictates. So prophesy over these bones and say alehem to them. Now, here it begins. When you evocative is done with a definite article. That's how you do it in Hebrew. O bones, hai beishoth, O dry ones. So O dry bones. Shimu, that's a plural imperative. Here, Devar Yahweh, the word of Yahweh. Hear the word of Yahweh. Kol Amar Adonai Yahweh. Thus spoke the Lord Yahweh. This is called the messenger formula. It's how a messenger of Yahweh begins reciting the message. So Yahweh uttered a message, and now the prophet is simply the spokesman. He's simply the mouthpiece, the messenger of what Yahweh said. And so you signal it by saying Ko Amar and then the sender's name. He said it in the past, and now I'm repeating it. The following is what the Lord Yahweh said. La atzamoth ha'ela, to these bones. All right. Hine, look. Ani mevi bakem ruach. I, mevi is a hifil participle of bo, am causing to come in bakem into you ruach. Spirit, wind, breath. Vik yitem. and you will live, or so that you will live. Venatati, and I will place, these are vowel consecutives, I will put alekem upon you, gedim, sinews, tendons, v'ha'alethi, and I will cause to go up, this is from Allah, to go up, hifil, I will cause to go up, alekem, over you, basar, flesh, v'karamti, and I will cover alekem over you, or skin. So, you know, tendon, sinew, flesh, skin, v'nathati, and I will put bakem in you, ruach, spirit, wind, breath, and you will live. So that you will live, and so that you will know, ki ani Yahweh, that I am Yahweh. Now here we see then that the Ruach gives them life. And like we say in the Creed, the Lord and giver of life. Right? Nicene Creed, the Lord and giver of life. So that the Spirit is connected with life. That's big right here in Ezekiel 37 and elsewhere in the Old Testament. That's why you want to keep the play that spirit means, yes, it means breath. This flesh is going to breathe. It's going to come alive and breathe. But it also means, you know, the spirit that gives you life with God. So it's open-ended there, and you want to keep it open-ended. You want it to, you don't want to narrow it down. So physical life, spiritual life is all involved. And you will know that I am Yahweh. See, that's faith. So the Spirit gives faith, not just physical life, to know that I am Yahweh. That's a common Old Testament idiom for faith. V'nibethi, and I prophesied ka'asher, just as tsuvethi, as I was commanded. Vahi kol, and there was a sound, k'hinava'i, as I was prophesying. Now, this is a nifal infinitive construct with a ka in front of it. And notice the e on the end, that's the suffix. As my prophesying. So you make it a temporal clause in English. As I was prophesying, there was this sound. Vahine, and look, ra'ash, a shaking. So there's shaking going on out there in the valley, clattering. Va'tik revu, and they came together, atzamoth, the bones, or bones. The subject usually follows the verb in Hebrew, right? And bones came together, etzam el atzmo, bone to its bone. So the knee bone is connected to the thigh bone, you know, and they're coming together here. They probably were singing that song as they were doing it too. V'ra'ithi, and I looked, I saw. Now this is not a wow consecutive. It's kind of odd that he's using these wows in front of perfects, because you would think it would be a wow consecutive, but it's not. And I saw, and look, alehem, over them, gedim sinews, uvasar, and flesh, Allah, came up above, came up, you got to supply over them, vayikram, and they're covered, alehem, over them, or skin, or is the subject, and skin covered over them, mil ma'alah, this is one of those compound prepositions, from over, so it's a double emphasis on over them. So they're flesh and blood now. V'ruach, but spirit, wind, breath, ein bahem, there is not in them. So there was no breath in them. They're still inanimate corpses. V'yomer, and he said to me, hinave, prophesy to the spirit, the wind, the breath. Prophesy, O son of man, and say to the Spirit, thus spoke the Lord Yahweh. From the four, now notice here you have the plural, rukoth, from the four winds, Boi, come, O Ruach, spirit, wind, and breathe. This is, or blow, this is from Nafach, and blow in the slain, in the slain ones. That's a passive participle of harag, and they will live. And I prophesied just as he commanded me, and the spirit came into them, the wind came into them, and they lived, and they stood up on their feet, Chayil Gadol, a great host, Ma'od Ma'od, a very, very great host. So, huge host of people out there in the valley now walking around. And he said to me, Ben Adam, son of man, these bones are Kol Beit Yisrael, all the house of Israel. So now he's explaining the vision. Now we get more to literal discourse. Hine, and look, Omerim, they are saying, Yavashu, Atzmothenu, our bones are dried up, Yavesh, V'avadah Tikvathenu, our hope, our tikva. Tikva is a feminine noun. Our hope, avada, has perished. Nigzarnu. This is a nifal perfect of gazar. Gazar means to be cut off. It's not as common as karath, but common enough. It occurs in Isaiah 53. He was cut off from the land of the living. Here, Israel is, we are cut off, lanu, for us, or with respect to ourselves. That kind of emphasizes it. We have been cut off. So here's what the house of Israel is saying. They're saying, our bones are dried up, our hope has perished, we have been cut off. Lakin. So that, because Israel was saying that, I think that kind of evoked this image of the bones. Israel is saying, we're like dry bones. Therefore, prophesy and say to them. So Ezekiel now Ezekiel the prophet is supposed to speak a message to Israel, who is disillusioned. Ko amar Adonai Yahweh, thus spoke the Lord Yahweh. Hine, look, ani potheach, I am opening kivrothekem, I am opening your graves. Kever is the singular. V'ha'alethi, and I will cause to come up, that's the Hifil of Allah, Ethkem, you, and I will cause you to go up, Mikiv Rothe Kem, from your graves. Ami, O my people, Yahweh is speaking through the prophet, Vahevethi, and this is the Hifil of Bo, and I will cause Ethkem, you, to come, to enter, El Admath Yisrael, to the land of Israel. He's talking to the exiles. The exiles in Babylon. Remember, Ezekiel is over there in Babylon. So part of the promise is this return to the land. You have to keep it tied in with the land of Israel. And you will know, Ki ani Yahweh, that I am Yahweh. So there is a faith purpose in all of this. He's going to restore Israel so that they will know Yahweh. But fifth key, when I open, that's a temporal clause, in my opening, eth kivrothekem, your graves, uvaha'alothi, again a hifil infinitive construct, in my causing to go up, eth kem, you, mikivrothekem, from your graves, ami, O my people. So, when I give you this resurrection life, you will know that I am Yahweh. V'nathati, and now he interprets the bit about the Ruach, and I will put Ruki, notice, my spirit. Now you're not thinking just breath, but you're thinking spirit of God. And I will put my spirit, Bakem, in you, Vik Yithem, and you will live. So now you're thinking of a bigger sense of live, living with God, not just physical. And I will cause to rest you, I will cause you to rest, a hifil of Nuach, al admath kem, on your land. So again, you have to keep the return from the exile in, as part of the vision. And you will know that I am Yahweh. I have spoken and I will do it. Utterance of Yahweh. Okay, that's our text. So I once preached on this and I entitled it A Resurrection Vision for a Disillusioned People. And that's kind of what it is. So it gives the Babylonian exiles hope in restoration. And it anticipates certainly the bodily resurrection from the dead that awaits us all. Thank you.